African-American women who get breast cancer are more likely to die of it than white women. Many believe that's due to unequal access to regular mammograms and timely treatment. But growing evidence suggests there's something biologically different about breast cancer in black women. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
A passel of new studies all point in the same direction. Even when researchers take into account that African Americans have more advanced breast cancer when it's found, and even when they subtract the effects of known risk factors such as obesity, black women do worse. The largest of these new studies appears in the current Journal of the National Cancer Institute. It involves 160,000 older women. Black women were less likely to get breast cancer than whites, but those who did were much more likely to get what study author Roland Chablowski calls triple-negative breast cancer. That is, their tumor cells bear three genetic markers that spell an especially poor prognosis. Chablowski is a cancer doctor at Harbor UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles.
One way of looking at it is that African-American women are at 25% less risk than white women for developing breast cancer. Is it good genetics or bad genetics? It's complex genetics is what it is, right? When you're half as likely to develop one kind of cancer, then maybe 4 to 5 times more likely to develop another type of cancer.
The triple negative kind. It's good that black women have lower overall risk of breast cancer, but for those who develop it, the flip side is scary.
Even with the same screening, their cancers would be detected at more advanced stages because they're growing faster. Even with the same therapy, their cancers do worse because these tumors are less responsive.
Last year, another study also found that black women suffer a more aggressive form of breast cancer and that their tumor cells are more likely to have unfavorable characteristics. And a new article in the journal Cancer notes that women in sub-Saharan Africa are also more likely to get a more lethal form of breast cancer that appears in young women. One unique feature of the big news study called the Women's Health Initiative is that participants were similar in socioeconomic status, for instance, and in having regular mammograms. Garnet Anderson of Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle is another study author.
The fact that these women got the more aggressive tumors, even though they had the same kind of screening that the white women did, suggests that there's something different going on, I think.
Whatever it is, Anderson says it's not as potent as the well-known genes, such as BRCA1, that sharply raise the risk of breast cancer among women of Ashkenazi Jewish descent.
A very large proportion of BRCA1-positive women will get breast cancer. We know the difference between blacks and whites is not that strong, so it's unlikely that this racial effect will be a gene that is as clear-cut as the BRCA1 gene.
The genetics of breast cancer among women of African descent will take time to sort out. Meanwhile, Cheryl Kidd of the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation says the new biological evidence doesn't change her message.
You know, it really doesn't, because we still have issues of access in the African-American community as well as other minority communities. So until we solve those types of issues, my message is the same.
Namely, that all women should have regular breast exams, and that once any woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, she should have the best treatment available. Richard Knox, NPR News.